Well, coming up this weekend at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, they've got a fun show planned. Jeffrey Michaels will be the featured in this week's Locals and Legends series performance on Saturday, September 11th, as he'll be bringing the Viva Love Vegas show to the Warren Cultural Center. And Jeffrey joins us here as he's in the midst of his travels toward Greenfield. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you today?
Very fine, thank you. So I'm guessing that folks are going to, they're going to recognize the performance, the songs that you're going to perform.
I do a 90-minute show. It's a tribute to all of your favorite Vegas icons, mainly the icons from the 70s. You're going to hear some Engelbert Humperdinck, some Tom Jones, the Rat Pack, Elvis, of course. It's not an impersonation show. It's a tribute to that era of Las Vegas.
Tell folks the difference between what would be an impersonation show and a tribute show.
Well, I sing the songs like myself. I don't sound like anybody else. I definitely perform with a little, it's very kitschy and very 70s feel to the show, but I'm not doing an impersonation of anybody. It's me singing the songs, the music that people hear. It's tracked music, but it's me playing all of the instruments that people hear in the background. So it truly is a one-man show.
Very good. Well, I'm guessing they're going to recognize most of these. So do you encourage singing along?
Oh, by all means. I love it.
Talk about how you got involved in the first place in the performance business and in this particular type of music.
Well, I started performing and singing when I was 5 years old. I'm a dancer. I majored in classical music. And through the years, I've done a lot of different styles. My main music is country music. And a lot of people might remember my my band from the 90s. We were the Young Bucks. And it was a band that Buck Owens endorsed. And I write for a lot of bigger country artists. And I've had a few songs in the country genre on the radio through the years. About 5 years ago, I traveled up to Las Vegas and auditioned for a show that led into a string of shows doing this more contemporary style of music that I'm going to be doing in this particular show. However, I will say that I am going to do a couple country tributes while I'm in Greenfield, because people do recognize my country music, so I don't leave that out. I do a few country songs in the show as well.
Well, I don't think you get too many complaints about tossing a couple of country hits into the mix during a show here in these parts. You've been around these parts before showing, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've been to Fontenelle, which isn't too far from Greenfield, and I went to Greenfield every morning while I was there to have a good cup of coffee.
Well, I know your travels have taken you quite a few varied places in the performance business, but I understand you had a pretty regular gig for a while in Branson, too.
I worked for Mickey Gilley in Branson, and I was at Gilley's. It's been about 7 years since I've worked for Mickey.
Okay, so it's very possible that some folks up in these parts maybe who have traveled to Branson in the last decade or so maybe have come upon the show there.
Oh, I know that there's a handful that have.
Very good. What do you enjoy performing? This particular show is based on those Vegas shows that we know so well and those performers. But you mentioned you've done country, you've done this. Are those the things that you enjoy doing most?
I love performing anything that allows me to truly sing. I'm a vocalist. I'm not a fan of a lot of the newer music that's out. As I said earlier, I'm a trained classical vocalist, so I love anything that allows me to really sing with power and range, as opposed to some of the more party country music that's out today. It's more about what I can vocalize with the most.
Sure, sure. Now, you said you kind of started singing around the age of five or so. Do you come from a musical family?
I do not. I have a large family, and we grew up in the Appalachian Mountains close to the West Virginia-Pennsylvania border, and my brothers and sisters all still live in the same small town that I grew up in. But my mother was struck by lightning once. So when people ask me if my parents were musicians, I say no, but my mother was a conductor.
Oh, no. Okay, that's what you're going to get on the weekend here at the show.
Lots of cheese. I promise, lots of cheese.
Yeah, there you go. That's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, honestly, it kind of fits in with the type of music that you're doing. There was, there was some antics, I guess you could call a little bit, if you're talking about Rat Pack music or a Tom Jones show, things like that.
Yeah, you know, I love watching the old Dean Martin celebrity roast. And a lot of people would call that type of humor dad jokes these days. But to me, that was just so funny, the way that Dean Martin carried himself, Sinatra, even Elvis was so funny live on stage. And it was just all so cheesy and kitschy. And for the most part, it's very clean humor.
Exactly. It's hard to go to any kind of a show anymore and not get into, like a comedy show gets so blue, I guess they call it these days. But, you run into some that, if you took out some of the language, I'm not sure it would be that funny.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What you're doing is a family show.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Talk a little bit about when you look out into the crowd and you see the reaction. Now, this is going to be a smaller venue. I don't know if you've performed here before, but it's a little smaller venue. So it's a little more intimate. Do you like that, where you can look out and actually see the eyeballs of the folks in the audience?
I love that. This past Labor Day weekend, I was performing in Gillies in Las Vegas. And it's a much bigger venue where I don't get to see everybody in the audience. The lights are blaring in my eyes, and I don't get to see the reaction of people in the audience. When I do these types of shows out on the road, I spend as much time walking through the audience as I do on stage.
It's nice to be able to forge that connection. And so many artists will talk about that no matter where their travels take them, when they get a chance to perform almost going back to the type of places where they really kind of started and got their roots. It brings back fond memories and gives them a chance to make that connection again.
Oh, yes, and I love it. I feel bad that we're living in this very anti-social world. Social media isn't social at all, and people just don't communicate or even look each other in the eyes anymore. And I love that. I want to be able to communicate and meet new people face-to-face.
Yeah, and even when you think about it, that's what made the shows in Vegas, like Elvis and Wayne Newton and some of those types of performers. I mean, it's the interaction they had with the crowd, the connection. That's what made those shows so popular.
Oh, without a doubt. And even now when I go see Wayne Newton, he is still Mr. Personality. And he's still that same guy on stage.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, that show again is coming up now this Saturday. It's coming up on Saturday, September 11th. And showtime will be, let's see here. I know I have it 7 o'clock. There we go. And you can get your tickets ahead of time if you like. You go online to warrenculturalcenter.com and order those tickets. They'll also be available, if there's still some left, at the door. $25 is the adult price for tickets. And students, high school and younger, are actually admitted free, as this is part of the Locals and Legends show, which is so well supported by a number of folks there in the local area. So we hope folks take advantage and get a chance to get out and see some of the great talent. Well, it sounds like you're coming a long way to come to Greenfield, so you must really be fond of these types of shows.
I love these types of shows, and I have a lot of stops in between here and there, and then I continue on east up through Wisconsin after I leave Greenfield. So I'm on the road for about 3 weeks right now.
So you say you want to be in the music business, huh? It's a lot of time spent, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, Jeffrey Michaels coming up again this Saturday night, September 11th, at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. It's a beautifully renovated location. Hope you get a chance to enjoy the show and get online and get those tickets. WarrenCulturalCenter.com, and you can get those in advance. Hope you have a great show, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for the time here today, and have a great trip.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure talking to you.